Oh, hello, cutie. Are you having a good Friday? I am going to eat some yummy, yummy treats in your ear.
We have the last treat box from Angel, and I'm so excited because as much fun as this has been, and thank you so much, Angel, for sending the Ninja's treat box from my wish list. My throne wish list, as much fun as it's been weird.
And I know you guys like weird because you're a little bit of a freak, right? You like to get a little freaky. You like to look at a little bit weird.
Okay, it is the last week of this, although next Friday is Valentine's Day, and honestly, very grateful for all of you. I'm already blushing. Don't send me anything else. When I have to do the unboxing on Valentine's Day, I'm going to be in here for... Fuck, I'm going to be in here for like 2 hours, okay? And maybe that's what you wanted, but you have absolutely spoiled me. And the good news is that the Treat Day Friday, we don't really even have a name for this. These unboxings, Snacky Snack Day, they will continue because
thanks to Angel. Oh, Angel, you are so, so good to me. Cars are driving around in my neighborhood. I'm not going to edit it out. But oh my God, Angel. You've been so good. Angel bought me even more treats. So, we will keep eating on Friday and doing this weird ASMR eating thing, because
I know. You love it so very much. And let us get started today.
Can you tell I'm in a freaky mood today?
I recorded a lot of scripts today, so my voice is like, struggling. I'm half looking forward to this and half not. The treats have been weird, and the snack box that Angel bought me next is not as weird. It's like treats that I'm used to, so like Fun Dip and granola bars and delicious
things that I can have so much fun eating.
And we're just hanging out, and we'll just keep eating snacks on Friday. But next Friday is going to be wild because you spoiled me, okay? I'm just going to dump these out on my tiny little table. Oh, Angel also sent me another Lego set. So I have
two Lego sets to build for you.
And I have new microphones coming, which thank you for the equipment upgrade. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I don't know if you can hear that, just the vroom of the car in the background. Usually I would stop and edit that out and re-record the line I was saying, but we don't do that with these. We just keep it rolling. So let us start with something I'm looking forward to. I think I mentioned it the first time I was going through the box. It is the Choco Snack. Corn snack coated with flavorful chocolate. Do the package noises. Okay. And it is the chocolate stick. Oh, wow. Oh. It is very chocolatey looking. It's like a chocolate straw. Oh my gosh. We're going to end this last Ninja Treats snack boxing thingy unboxing with a bang. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I'm going to make all the super sexual sounds this time. Like I said, I'm in a mood. I've been recording all day. Sexual things. All right. We're off to a very good start. I'm not even holding back today. Where's my little garbage bag? Next is Cuppy Remune. Remune. I think I had a hard time pronouncing this last time as well. Little round-shaped Remune candy quickly dissolved in one's mouth. Orange, lemon, and strawberry flavor. It's got a cute little bunny and a cute little squirrel. But I don't know how much I'll love this because artificial flavor doesn't smell like anything. Let's just pop them in there.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Very chalky. And that's going to be a no from me. I'm sorry, but we are not going to eat all of that. Very, very chalky. Where's my water? Ah, my princess cup. Yes, okay. Oh, no. Oh, no, I dropped. Oh, no. I dropped my list of candy. The next one is a Bisco cream sandwich biscuit. Sounds delicious. Let's try it. I think it's this red one. Is it? Maybe. Let's hope for the best. I don't want to drop it. Oh my gosh. These look so good. They're like two cookies with cream filling. Oh, they have a little lemony flavor. That's good. I like that. That's good. That passes, but it is a cookie. So I needed a drink. Next is the number choco number shaped chocolate, and I got 6. Or is it a 9? Is it a 6 or is it a 9? Can someone tell me? I think it's a 6, but it could be a 9. We don't know. All right, let's try them. They come in this like little foil punch pack, like they're pills or something, but they're not. Oh, they're like Smarties. Wait, are Smarties the same thing? No. Oh no. The Americans and the Canadians are going to get confused. Because Smarties, here, are rockets for Americans. So our rockets, which are like the powdery candy, which I just had, are what Americans call Smarties. I'm confusing myself. America, you're so confusing. And then these, our Smarties, are like chocolate coated, like candy coated chocolate things. These were good. These are Smarties. I don't even know what the candy coated chocolate would be in the States. Like, I don't know if you guys have a different name for that. It's not a Smartie. It is a Smartie. I don't know. Okay, moving on. Oh my goodness, I need a sip. Wait, I need a sippy sip. See, I get to like number 3, number 4, and I'm like, oh, we have so many left. It happens to me every time. This one's called Blanchel. Chocolate sheets are sandwiched between buttery, flavorful Langue de Chat cookies. Langue de Chat cookies. Did we just go French there?
I think we got a little bit French.
I don't know which one this is.
So I'm going to go with process of elimination, and I'm going to say it's this bourbon.
I don't even know. Oh, yes, it is. This little bourbon cookie. Oh, wow. This looks so fancy. You know what this looks like? It looks like when you go to a fancy, like, coffee place and they give you a cute little cookie with your fancy $10 espresso. All
right, here we go.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's like milk chocolate inside.
Oh my god. Oh.
This is so good that I'm having a moment.
Oh my god. My mouth is just watering
like crazy.
Oh, that was so good. Can I get more of those? What is that? Wow. Wow. Oh my goodness. Oh, I am flustered. That piece of chocolate cookie got me. Oof.
Oh my god.
I'm glad I enjoyed that because the next few coming up are weird. But, what's a girl to do? This is the name of the game here, right? We eat the weird candy. This one is called a Mallow Jelly Cola. It is a stick-shaped marshmallow filled with cola-flavored jelly. You already know what I'm going to say, right? Ugh. God. Oh, please no. Please no. I just went from so good and we're going to go to so bad. 0 to 100 or 100 to 0. I don't know.
Here we go. Coca-Cola jam marshmallow. Oh, that is a weird texture. Oh my god, no.
No! No. No, that ruined everything. Oh no. Oh, if there's anyone I wish I would have skipped. Sorry for yelling. Just ruined the bliss I was having with this other weird one. Oh no. Oh, it's okay. We've got nuts. We've got nuts. They're near the end of the... Oh my gosh. They're near the end of the list. But next we have to drink the yam jelly. This is... What is happening this week? Okay. Yam jelly. Did I read that correctly? Yeah. Konjac yam jelly. What do I do? Just slurp it into my mouth? Like that. I can't even get it open. How am I going to do this? Okay. Oh my gosh. Please, please don't spill. Ew. Oh god. The consistency. I don't know. Oh, it is very. It's very. I don't know. Strawberry? Raspberry? I don't know. Okay, here we go. Ew. It is not. It's coming out in one piece. It is not like I thought it was going to be. Like I suck it out of the tube. It is like one strip of jelly. Oh my god, no. 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 Listen,
there's only one thing that has this type of consistency that I take in my mouth, okay?
And it is not yam jelly. Let's just today's ridiculous. Oh, no. Okay, next one is a cream-filled biscuit roll called Cream Colin. Cream Colin. We're on an adventure today, aren't we? Oh, these smell really good. Oh my god. Oh, they passed the sniff test. They smell like little ice creams. And they look like little ice creams. Mmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Mmm. 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 Oh, a surprise. Okay. Well, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful because next is the peanuts.
And the beer.
Peanuts and beer. Peanuts and beer. Oh my god, I have cookie. I have too much cookie in my mouth. Mm. Just thinking about that biscuit we had not too long ago. Okay, so I did prepare. I'll have you know, I have a different cup for this beer drink. My concern is that I don't know how much water to beer ratio to do, which is an issue. Let's just open this up and smell the beer powder. It is not real beer. It is non-alcoholic beer. Now, I do not drink. Maybe in the summer a little bit, because, you know, when you're a farmer, farmers do farmer things. I'm just going to pour this weird, oh God, mixture in there. Oh, it's turning the, whoa, it's fizzing. Can you hear that? Hold on. Let me put this down. Let me close the door so you can hear it fizzing. I don't even know if the microphone's picking that up. Let's try this here. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's that beer fizz. Okay, do I mix it or do I just... What do I do? Oh, it is so gross looking. Oh, I don't understand. I would never drink non-alcoholic beer. Just for funsies. I don't even really want to drink regular beer for funsies. This is wild. It's got like a foaming head. This looks like a beer. Okay, let me open the peanuts too. Let's just cleanse my chocolate mouth palate with some peanuts. Mmm, I love peanuts. Peanuts, peanuts, peanuts. Mmm. Oh, and these little crackers in here. Oh, it's like a treat from an airline. Mmm, those are good. I'm gonna eat all those. But it's time for beer. Now that it's settled down. It looked like a science experiment a moment ago. But now it really looks like a beer. Like if you had this on a table in a glass, I'd be like, wow, that's a beer. But you and I know the truth. So here we go. Not saying I don't know what beer tastes like. I totally do know what beer tastes like, but this is weird, right? Okay. Okay. That's, I can't get a read on it. Maybe the peanuts were too strong. Maybe I'm just getting an overwhelming flavor of peanuts. Oh my gosh. Okay. I gotta say, I don't hate it, but I don't think I like it. I can't get a read on it. It's weird. That's all I'm going to say. It's weird and we're not drinking any more of it. It's like a weird juice, but it looks like a beer. And it's foaming like a beer.
I don't know what to think. I'm just gonna eat the rest of my snacky snack in your ear.
They're so good.
These ones are absolutely delicious. What does it say on here? What are these little cookies? Khaki peanuts. Spicy rice crackers. Spicy? Well, now I feel ripped off. There's no spice here. That is a straight lie. Very tasty. No spice. I dropped a peanut. Ivy cannot have that. I will have to find that later. I hope you had a lovely Friday. I hope you got some work done. I got a lot of work done. And I had a really fun time hanging out with you. Eating these delicious snackies.
Love, love, love. So glad it could end with something I liked today. Thank you so much, Angel. So excited for my new snack box to come. I'm going to be eating snacks every Friday all year. You're just going to keep me stocked, Angel. Spoiled.
Absolutely spoiled rotten.
Oh, that was so much fun. I don't know if you have time left to send me something off of my throne wish list to get here for the unboxing for Valentine's Day, but like I said, please do not. I have so many boxes. The recycling man's gonna be like, what the hell happened? A bomb went off. Was it somebody's birthday? It's a lot. Very grateful for you. But it's gonna be absolutely wild in next Friday. So as far as the schedule goes, I have a new audio coming out for you tonight, a sweet little safe for work cuddly audio. And then I have a part two follow-up not safe for work audio for you to enjoy if you don't get enough of the ear kisses and the whispers and the wet sounds and, you know, all those things. So we got a lot of fun stuff coming out tonight. I'm very excited for that. And of course, the rest of Valentine's month is stocked with content. So yeah, thanks for being here. And thanks for spoiling me as usual. And I plan to spoil you right back. Okay. Oh, yes. The other thing I wanted to mention about the schedule is the snack schedule. So since next Friday is Valentine's Day, we're going to be doing the gift unboxing. I'm going to take a Friday snack day off after Valentine's, and then we're going to come back and do the next snack box that Angel sent me. So I will just be taking one day, one Friday off. Don't come at me with your pitchforks. But of course, the regularly scheduled programming will continue. These little Friday hangout sessions were just a kind of like a surprise addition to the Patreon this year. Sorry, I got distracted because my dog started coughing. Anyway, I should end it there. Thank you again for hanging out with me, and we will catch you next Friday
on Valentine's Day when you treat me with a million friggin' presents. You crazy. You guys. Okay, bye. Mm-hmm.